morning, everyone. Today's daf in Tanis is daf Yud Beis. Or Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're at the two dots. We're picking it up from where we left off yesterday. We thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf of Lulun Zecher Nishmas. Los Lupin Zaltzman. Amr of Zir, Amr of Huna Yachas. Shekip Aleph Tanis. Afila Acha Vashas. Kol Alayla Lamachar. Hu Mispalot Filas Tanis. Okay, first of all, let's just a brief introduction. We're talking now about Tfilas Tanis. We're talking about davening on a fast day. We know that once you take upon yourself a fast day, so you got to daven like a fast day. If you daven like a fast day, so we experienced the formal fast days. We're not talking now about personal fast days, but just in terms of the fast days that that are accepted for us. 17th day of Tammuz, 10th day of Teves. Right, it's some Gedalia. So anyway, so these fast days, so they're right. A couple of others come up over the course of the year, so that once they come around, so we daven like a fast day. So what do we say? So we say a lot. We say slichos. We learn from the Torah. But for our purposes, let's just say anenu. Anenu is like one of the key aspects of the slichos. So anenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please answer us. So so basically, you'll see it in Rashi a number of times. When we're talking about the Tfilas Tanis, the davening of a Tanis, we basically mean Slichos and we mean Anenu. So if you accept upon yourself a fast, so you're going to end up davening Anenu. And, I mean, the other critical component is that you have accepted upon your fast, so that means that you have to, it's an eder, you've taken it upon yourself. So you have to keep to your word. So therefore, there really are two components to accepting upon yourself a fast. Number one, there's the basic idea that it's an eder, it's a personal commitment. And number two is that when you daven, you're going to say anenu. So now, basically, so we're going to speak a lot today. In fact, most of today's Gemara is going to revolve around this idea of what happens when you accept upon yourself a fast. So the first statement that we're making in the name of Rav Huna is that when you have an individual, Yachid Shekibah Alav Tandis, that he accepts upon a fast, Afilo Achav Ashasa Kol Alayla, you eat and drink the whole night, meaning the personal fast that you take upon yourself does not have to start the night of your day. Your fast day. In fact, we know that Yom Kippur, you fast the night. Tisha B'Av, you fast the night. But generally speaking, especially if it's a personal fast, you don't have to start the night. You can start the day of. So you can eat and drink the whole night. And then the next day, when you start davening, Tfilas Tanis, meaning Anenu. Lan b'ta'aniso. Now let's say the following. Right, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara now. Let's say you fasted the whole day. Good. And you know what you said, right? You get to breakfast, and you say, you know, I'm really not that hungry. Meaning, it was a short day. Don't really feel like much as I don't feel that hungry. You know what? I'll go to bed. I won't eat. So that night, he accepts upon himself more fasting, and so eno mispal shal tanis. So there, you don't daven anenu. Meaning, what the Rav Huna is teaching us is that a fast during the night is not considered a fast. It does not have legal significance. And even though you fast it over the course of the night, and you'll say to yourself, look, another 12-hour fast, and that does not have legal significance. And you don't have the right the next morning, even though you're still fasting, you don't have the right to say anenu. In other words, so basically we're contrasting. If I ate the entire night, and then the morning comes around, and I accept upon myself to fast, so even though I'm full, but still, I'm in the middle of a fast, and therefore I daven anenu. Contrast that to, I literally have not eaten for 24 hours, meaning I fasted yesterday. I fasted also the night as well. I haven't eaten for 24 hours, but still, the fast only lasted to the end of the day. That night, even though you're not eating, you're not fasting. And so therefore, the next morning, you don't daven anenu. So I'm Rav Yosef, my cousin Rav Huna, Svir Le'ein, Mesan L'Shaos, Odilma, Mesan L'Shaos, Ve'am Mesan L'Shaos, Enim Mesfal Tfilas Tanis. So now, a little analysis on this halacha by Rav Huna. So Rav Yosef says, what's behind this halacha of Rav Huna? Two possibilities. Possibility number one is Ein Misan L'Shaos, meaning that a fast only comes in units of days. You only fast for the day. And there's no such thing as fasting for a block of time, right? A night, 12 hours. In other words, the fasting is only done for a day. That's one possibility, and that's why, according to Rav Huna, when you fast over the course of the night, it's just simply not a fast. It doesn't have legal significance because the only block of time that you fast for is only for a day and nothing less than a day. Or maybe no. Maybe there is such a thing as fasting for a block of time, for a unit of time, let's say for an evening, for a night. It just happens to be that that isn't going to warrant the tefillas anenu, meaning it may function as a formal fast, but just simply without the anenu. The anenu and the tefillah is only for when you're fasting for a day. So really, it's a really analytical question. Basically, we want to know now, this halacha, Rav Huna, is it that it's not a fast at all? Or it is a fast, but you just simply don't say anenu for such a fast? So Amalei Abai, Lolam Kosev Rav Huna, Misan L'Shaos. So Abai, an explanation, Rav Huna says, no, Rav Huna really holds Misan L'Shaos. If you want to accept upon yourself a fast that's less than a day, so you can do so. And furthermore, even though you've only accepted upon yourself a fast for a small block of time, you would say anenu. So in other words, basically, it is a fast, and normally it would warrant anenu. And over here, it's a technical issue. Why won't you say anenu at the end of the evening, meaning you fasted the whole day, you fasted the following night, and why won't you say anenu? Very simple, because that wasn't part of your Kabbalah. Meaning, remember, a fast is all a function of a neder, basically. We're talking about these personal fasts. It's a function of a neder, so it's basically what you accept upon yourself. You originally accepted upon yourself to fast during the day. You thought, now, good, breakfast is here, and I'm really not that hungry, and I'll just go through the night. So, and even if you do fast over the night, but that doesn't qualify as a fast simply because you didn't accept that as a neder. And that's why in the morning you wouldn't be saying anenu. Okay, so basically what comes out from this Gemara, according to Rav Huna, is two important points. Number one, which is gonna come up later again today, and that is Misan L'Shaos, that you can fast for a block of time. Doesn't have to be a full day, it could be less than a full day. Stay tuned, because we're going to qualify that statement later today. But in the meantime, let's just simply say it, Misan L'Shaos, you could fast for several hours of the day, and that would qualify as a fast. Okay, that's point number one. And point number two is that these personal fasts that you take upon themselves, they're a function of a neder, and as such, they only qualify as a fast when you make a neder, when you accept upon yourself. And when you do, that which you're fasting now qualifies as a fast. You'll daven, you'll say anenu. Okay. And again, we're going to come back to that point as well later today. But those are two important points that we start off the daf with. So Mar Ukva goes to the town of Ginzak, and they ask him the following questions. Can you do these partial fasts? Can you fast for hours, yes or no? Lo havei biyadei. He did not know the answer. Even though we just discussed in the Gemara, we just concluded, but again, Mar Ukva didn't know. Kankanim shel nachrim, asurim umutarim. These jugs that are owned by non-Jews, are they permitted or are they prohibited? So lo havei biyadei, once again, he didn't know the answer to that as well. And b'meshimish Moshe kol shivas yemei amaluim. And then another question, which is a historical question, which is, Moshe, he served during the 7 inaugural days. Right, we know that before the Mishkan went into operation, the first day of Nisan, in the second year after exiting Egypt, so prior to opening day, so there was, if you will, not the best analogy, but there's a little spring training. It was a short session. It was 7 days. 7 days of inauguration. So in those 7 days of inauguration, so who served as a Kohen Gadol? Moshe. Now Moshe served as a Kohen Gadol, so odd as it is, what'd he wear? Meaning, he served as a Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't really the Kohen Gadol. Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. So when Moshe served during those 7 days, so what did he wear? So kol shivas yemei amaluim lo hava biyadei. And once again, didn't know the answer to that as well. Okay, so Mar Ukva was stumped three times over in three successive questions. Question number one, can you fast for not a full day, but for a couple of hours? Would that qualify as a fast? So that was question number one. He didn't know. Question number two, kankanim shel nachrim. I have jugs that were used by the way, jugs meaning jugs of wine. The jugs themselves were used by the non-Jews. Non-Jews obviously filled it with wine, their wine. Their wine is prohibited. Obviously emptied it out. Can we use the jugs for our wine? Yes or no? He didn't know the answer to that as well. And finally, number three, what did Moshe use during the Shivas Yemei Amaluim? He didn't know the answer to that as well. Three questions that were asked. Three questions, didn't know the answer. Okay, so he does some research. Also, v'shal beit medrasha, he goes to the beit medrasha. Malei hilchasam etzan l'shalos mispan tefilas tanis. So, answer number one, like we said in the beginning of today's daf, yes, there's such a thing as davening for. Fasting for a couple of hours, and on top of that, it qualifies as a fast, and you daven tefilas anenu. Okay, that's answer number one. Number two, hilchasa kankanish anachrim lachash nemasar chodesh mutarim, and you have jugs of non-Jews that were used for their wine. If you empty it out and you let it sit there for 12 months, then and only then does it become permissible, does it become mutter. Right? 12 months, what's happening? So the taste, whatever taste that's infused into the walls of these jugs, after 12 months, are totally evaporated, negated. Right? It's bottle. And so therefore, you could use the jugs after 12 months. So, there's a lengthy discussion off the daf, not for now. You inherit China I know, it's a popular question. You inherit China from your grandparents, and it's wonderful China, but they didn't keep kosher, and can you use the China? And so, you go to some Rabbanim, and some Rabbanim will tell you, well, if they haven't been used in 12 months, and that's okay. And that's not conclusive, and that's not absolute, there's a basic difference between that case and this case. In this case over here, we're talking about just storing wine in these jugs. And everything was cold. The original wine was cold, and this wine is cold. It's different. So,
what about the 24 hours?
Oh, no, Sin Tam Lefgam. Right, so that's a lichatchila, you can't rely on that. Meaning that's only a bidiyevin. Over here, we're talking about using it lichatchila. So it's different than this case over here. So again, it's an off the daf discussion. It is based on this Gemara over here. Okay, you ask your local Orthodox rabbi. And by Meshi Mesh Moshe calls Anya Me Meluim. And then what did Moshe use during the 7 inaugural days? Bechaluk Lavan. So he wore white, meaning not exactly Big Day Kahuna, but it looked like it. He wore white. Much like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but again, it wasn't exactly. And Rav Kahana Masi Bechalak Lavan Shein Lo Imra. It had no hem, right? It didn't have cuffs. And why not? So, right, we went through Shkolim together. We already know the answer. Let's take a look at Rashi, right? It didn't have a hem. Rashi writes towards the bottom, Safa Metagamina Nimra, right? Didn't have like a cuff, a hem to it. Klamar tachuv ayamachud echad kol achaluk v'lo kibagarim shalanu shebati ha'idai muduvakim bebegar agov b'tfira kidei shalo yichashtu Hashem abosu safa hotzi ma'os ha'kodesh ma'os ha'kodesh. Because you have a hem, so that's an excellent place to hide a little bit of money. Right? When the magician says, no, there's nothing up my sleeve, he's lying. There is something up his sleeve. But you know what I mean? But he's telling you there's nothing. So anyway, Mishum Shenem, Rav Yisim Nikiyem, Mehashem Umi Yisrael. Okay, the Mishnah Shkalim, it wasn't that long ago, Mishnah Shkalim taught us that you have to be above reproach. Meaning, even if you're not doing anything wrong, you can't look like you're doing anything wrong. And so when Moshe went in to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so he wore a fine white tunic with no hems on him. Okay, anyway, that's how he served. Okay. Amar Rav Chista, back to fasting, and back to this discussion of taking on a personal fast. Amar Rav Chista, so remember now, where did the Gemara start? Let's just keep everything organized. We started with a statement by Rav Huna, right? Rabbi Zeiri quoted Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that you can accept upon yourself a fast, even Lashos, even if it's just for a block of time. Okay? That's basically what Rav Huna said. True, Rav Huna did also say that if you fast after the day, you fasted the entire night afterwards, that doesn't count. But the only reason why that doesn't count is because that wasn't part of your original Kabbalah. But there's this idea, the basic idea, that you can take upon yourself a fast even if it's for a short block of time. We're now on the very top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The statement now being made by Rav Chista. Rav Chista and Rav Huna were contemporaries. So, Hadamar Mitan Lashos, Vishu Shlo Tam Klum Ada Erev. So, Rav Chista makes a statement. He says, yeah, you know what? You can fast for a block of time, but it doesn't count as a fast. Vishu Shlo Tam Klum Ada Erev. Until you don't eat until the evening. Meaning, basically, you have to fast the whole day. That's Rav Chista's statement. You can, right? In other words, right? If that's not confusing enough, let me make it even more confusing. You can fast for a couple of hours, and that does qualify, but make sure to finish fasting for the rest of the day. To which the Gemara, hopefully you're thinking now, to which the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Hatanis Mal Yasehi. So Abaye says, I don't understand that. That is a bona fide fast. Why would you call that Mis'an L'Shaos, fasting for a couple of hours, when meanwhile, when all said and done, you can't eat for the rest of the day? So the Gemara says, Lo Tricha De Imlech Imluche. So the Gemara says, no. Here's what happened. What happened is as follows. He woke up in the morning, and he skipped breakfast. And I know I keep hearing this again and again, don't skip breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal. Okay, I don't believe it, but enough people told me that so that, you know, I know to say it. But okay, good. Breakfast is the most important meal. Okay, so he skipped breakfast. And now he got to lunch. And he figures, you know what, it's a short winter day. I'm already up to lunch. I didn't eat yet. You know what? He wants to conduct himself with a higher level. He wants to accept a fast upon himself. I'm anyway halfway there. Dinner is only another 5 hours away from now. You know what? I accept upon myself a fast. Meaning, even though the first half of the day he hasn't eaten, but not by design, just because he hasn't eaten yet. So he figured he's already halfway there. All he's got to do is just get to dinner tonight. By the time dinner rolls around, the sun will set. Okay, so you know what? At midday, he accepts upon himself a fast. That's what we mean when we say Mis'an L'Shaos. Under those circumstances, you can accept upon yourself a partial fast. Ultimately, you are fasting the whole day, and the Chiddush is, even though the Kabbalah came in the middle of the day. That's what we mean. So in other words, even though the Gemara's conclusion is Mis'an L'Shaos, that you can fast for half the day, that don't take it literally. That doesn't literally mean I accept upon myself to fast for 2 hours. That does not have any weight or significance. All that it means is, according to the Gemara's conclusion over here, is that if you went halfway through the day without eating, and you say, look, 5 hours till dinner tonight, and the sun will set, it's a short winter day, I'll do it. So you, at that point, you can accept upon yourself a fast, and that means, practically speaking, that's a neder. And if you make it to the end of the day, you have complied with your neder, which is a good thing. And two, is that when you daven mincha that afternoon, you'll say aneinu. In other words, it'll be a formal, personal fast. Amar Rav Chista. Kol tanis shlosha kalav chama la shvei tanis. Okay, Rav Chista makes another statement, which pretty much complies with his first statement, and that is that if you didn't make it to shkias chama, if you didn't make it to sunset, that is not considered a fast. A fast, by definition, is where you start in the beginning of the day, and you made it to the end of the day. Now, here, when we talk about fasting, day means morning. Day means Amud HaShachar. That point will be clear later on. Yes, there are some fasts that you start the night prior, but generally speaking, especially when we're talking about a personal fast, we're talking about starting in the day, in the morning, and you have to make it all the way to the evening. If you don't make it to the evening, it's not a fast. Kol tanis shloshak alav chama lav shmei tanis. Meisve. Now, the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Chista a number of times. We're going to end up defending Rav Chista. So, with all these challenges coming up in the Gemara, ultimately, when all said and done, Rav Chista's position is an accepted position. You accept upon yourself a personal fast. You have to make it to Shkiyas HaChama. Otherwise, you did not comply with your neder. Anshei Mishmar Misanim V'lo Mashlimim. So question number one is the Anshei Mishmar. Anshei Mishmar, those who are working in the Beis HaMikdash that week, the Kohanim and the Levim. So, they're working, meaning, and they're doing the Avoda. And let's say that it happens to be that on that particular day, it was a fast that was declared. For whatever reason. So, they should start the fast, but lo mashlimim, but don't finish the fast. Meaning, at some point in the afternoon, they should eat. And as Rashi explains, they're doing avoda, they're doing temple service. It's you don't want to impose on them the fast when they have such important work that they need to do. So mis'anin, they'll start the fast, but v'lo mashlim, they won't finish. Now this seems to fly in the face of Rav Chista. Rav Chista says that any fast that doesn't make it to Shkiyas HaChama is not a fast. Now if you look at the Mishnah that we just quoted, the Mishnah says, mis'anin v'lo mashlimim. The way the Mishnah presents itself is that, look, even though they didn't make it to Shkiyas HaChama, whatever they did is considered a fast. This would seem difficult for Rav Chista. Gemara's response is, Hasam Latsuri Nafshe Ba'amahu. The Gemara's answer is, explains Rashi, look, they're not fasting. Even when they didn't eat in the morning, that's not fasting. They just wanted to show their solidarity. Big theme of yesterday's daf. Continue the theme today. Even though they're not technically fasting, but the community's fasting, the community feels it's an important enough reason to fast, so they accept upon themselves fasting as well. But only as a show of solidarity and support to the community. But they're not really fasting. So don't get caught up, the way Rashi explains it. Don't get caught up in the word mis'anin. All mis'anin just simply means is they're not eating. But it's not not a formal fast that they're accepting upon themselves. Tashma, the Gemara brings down another challenge to Rav Chisda. Am Rabbi Lazar, Rab Sadok, Ani Mibnei Banav Shel, son of Ben Binyamin. Okay, son of or Sina'a, right? Various versions of how it's spelled. But anyway, let me explain. Story goes like this. Remember when we came back in? I know. Remember, right? I'm only taking us back 2,500 years, but not that long ago. Okay, we remember we came back in Eretz Yisrael to build the second temple, and there was very few people and very few resources, and so what we needed to do was we need to operate a Beis Hamikdash, but we needed people really to step forward and to contribute serious money. We didn't have the machzis hashekel that was being collected was just simply not going to do it. And so not only that, but we needed sponsors. So various families stepped forward and said, okay, in order for the Beis HaMikdash to operate, the second Beis HaMikdash to operate, so I will donate, and everyone told exactly what they're going to donate, when they're going to donate. So in a show of appreciation to their sponsorship, so basically here's what the Beis HaMikdash did. Right, let's talk about this family of Sinov Ben Binyamin. Because you were so you were so wonderful in your sponsorship, so for you, every year, and for them, the particular date was the 10th day of Av. For you, every year, the 10th day of Av, which was the original day of sponsorship, is going to turn into a personal yunter for you and your family. You're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, you're going to bring wood for the Mizbeach. And even if the Beis HaMikdash has wood, we're going to use your wood. We're going to put it on the Mizbeach. Meaning for you, it's going to be a personal yontif. And it'll be every year. And it'll be the 10th day of Av. Now, it happens to be the 10th day of Av falls immediately after the 9th day of Av. Right? I know that didn't sound like a really smart statement. But we know the 9th day of Av is a fast day. So here's now what happened. On one given year, so on one year it happens where Tisha B'Av falls down to Shabbos, and Shabbos. So what they do is they took Tisha B'Av and they pushed it off to now Sunday. Now for this family, now they were in the middle of a conflict. Meaning on one hand, this family was, the Jewish people are observing Tisha B'Av that day. On the other hand, this family was donating wood to the Beis HaMikdash. For them, it was a personal yontif. So here you have a very simple conflict, a personal yontif against a public fast day. V'his'aninu bo, v'lo hishlamnuhu. So we came to this compromised position. We started the fast day, but we didn't finish the fast day. Mimnei sheyontif shalanuhu, because it's our personal yontif. So once again, this seems to go against Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda says that if any fast that doesn't make the Shkiyas HaChama is not considered a fast. And meanwhile, in this compromise, it sounds like they fasted partially, and then they ate. Okay, it sounds like a partial fast has some significance. Again, the Gemara's answer is going to be the same answer. No, sir nafshe. Meaning, again, don't get caught up in the words that they fasted. The fasted just simply means they didn't eat. But they didn't accept upon themselves a fast. Meaning for them, the personal yontif trumps. And keep in mind, by the way, it is fascinating. Their personal yontif is going to trump Tisha B'Av. But it's not really Tisha B'Av, meaning it's the observed day of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was Shabbos. So it was pushed off to Sunday. So it's observed as Tisha B'Av, so it's not exactly their yontif against Tisha B'Av, it's their yontif against the observed day of Tisha B'Av. It's not exactly the same, but meanwhile, their yontif is going to trump the observed day of Tisha B'Av. But again, to show solidarity to the community, so they're going to start the day in a fast. Okay, because it is, everyone else is fasting as well. But they're not accepting upon themselves the fast, not even the morning. Tashma Dam Rav Yochanan Ehe Betanis HaShavu LeBeisi. The Gemara challenges Rav Chisda again based on a personal practice of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, I accept upon myself a fast until I get home for lunch. Okay, that is a strong statement by Rav Yochanan. Okay, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm fasting till lunch. Okay, and once again, if we took Rav Yochanan literally, which we should do, so that means then that even though it's a partial fast, it does seem, and he certainly didn't make it to Shkias HaChama, it still seems to qualify as a fast. So the Gemara says, "Asam l'shmuti nafshei ben nesi Yehuda aved." So the Gemara says, "No, Rav Yochanan said that to get out of social obligations." Okay, right? We've all done it. Okay, no one has to confess over here, but we've all done it. We made an excuse to get out of a social obligation. Okay, Rav Yochanan did it. Let's just say it like that. So okay, so we're in good company. And so he said it in order to get out of the social obligation. In order to, he didn't want to go to the Bay Nasiya. He didn't want to go to whoever the leader of the Jewish community at the time was. And so he took this upon himself. It doesn't qualify as a tanis, but it gives him now a chance to say, "Look, I'm fasting today. I can't make it." Okay. Is there an element of Geneva's Das? I don't think it's an unreasonable question. Although it's right, the Gemara doesn't discuss it. It is certainly worth asking. Although I don't have any sources that would indicate one way or another. And just the simple pshat of the Gemara, we assume Rav Yochanan does the right thing. So we'll say that it's not. There's no element of Geneva's Das. Although I'd be more comfortable if I had a source on that issue. Amar Shmuel. Okay, so again, the statement of Rav Chista that a fast only works if you make it to Shkias HaChama. If you don't make it to Shkias HaChama, it wasn't a fast. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Kana Tanis Shelo Kibbal Alav Mibo'od Yom Lashmei Tanis. When do you have to accept the fast? So you have to accept the fast the day prior. And specifically, while it's still day. In other words, again, let's say what's today? Today is Monday. Okay, right, we can agree. So so let's say I want to fast tomorrow. Okay, I'm just saying this for purposes of explanation. I'm not accepting upon myself, right, disclaimer. But in other words, I want to fast tomorrow. So I have to, says Shmuel, accept upon myself before today is over. Then I'm going to fast tomorrow. If I don't make that Kabbalah tomorrow, even if I don't eat, it doesn't qualify as a fast. So the yes, and again, what does that mean? Qualify, doesn't qualify. It means that, again, compliance with a neder, and two, when I daven, I'll daven with anenu. I'll say tefillas anenu. So if I don't make the Kabbalah by the end of today, tomorrow doesn't qualify. So v'yasev my amar, I'm sorry, v'yasev my, and let's say you didn't accept upon yourself a fast, and you didn't eat, amar ava bashila, dami lamafucha damaya zika. So it's like a billow filled with air. In other words, it is useless, meaning it will have no halachic significance whatsoever. You're not in compliance with an eder. You won't be able to say anenu. Basically, what you're doing is, you're not eating. But it doesn't have any legal significance if you don't accept upon yourself a fast. So, an important aspect to fasting is Kabbalah. Is it taking it upon yourself? And when do you have to do that? So the day prior. Now, Amos Mekabale, and the Gemara then gets even more specific. When do you have to accept upon yourself the fast? So Rav Amar Bim Mincha, Ushmol Amar B'Tfilas HaMincha. So with Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Rav says you have to accept it upon yourself during Mincha. Meaning, while you're davening mincha. Rashi over here is even more specific. Rashi says, at the end of mincha. So you get to the end of mincha, right? You finished HaMavarech HaZamo Yisrael B'Shalom. You then do a, right, the Elokan Etzor, the paragraph that we say after Shemona Esrei, which is just more supplication to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemona Esrei is officially over, but, there are more supplications that we say at that point in time. And now you say, if you're going to accept upon yourself a fast, I now accept upon myself a fast for the next day. So it's at the end of Mincha, the end of Shmona Esrei and Mincha. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel says, sorry, let me do that better. Rav says Mincha, meaning the time of Mincha. Ushmuel amar bitfilas Mincha. Okay. Sorry, I confused the Shitas. Okay. Rav says it has to be during the period of Mincha, meaning when it's time to daven Mincha, and Shmuel says it's actually during Mincha itself.
There's also, in terms of Rav, there's also Mincha Ketana and Mincha
Right, correct. It, unclear. Unclear at what point in the afternoon. All Rashi says is that Rav allows you to do it earlier. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say how much earlier. Right? Right? Take a look at Rashi. B'tfilas mincha, b'sofa, tosefetz ritzu, v'tachanun, ma'at shomar ha'reini, ma'acha b'tanis, v'davka na'aka mincha, b'shem d'samach l'tchilas yom, ta'aniso, la'afuki tfilas yotze, v'dekenami, mid'apasik shmo, u'palik ad'arav, damar b'zman ha'mincha, shi'ur yisera. Right, Rashi just simply says that according to Rav, it's an earlier time. He allows you to accept upon yourself earlier. So unclear, according to Rav, when that would be. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, kavasi d'shmul mistabra. So, Rav Yosef says, if I'm gonna weigh in on this, he does. I think Shmuel's position makes more sense. That the correct time to accept upon yourself a fast is during the tefillah of mincha. How so? How come? Dichsib in Megillas Tanis. Because it says in Megillas Tanis, Rashi says, you see the word dichsib? Right? Usually, when do we use such a term? When we're about to quote a pasuk in Tanakh. We're not quoting a pasuk in Tanakh, we're quoting Megillas Tanis. What is Megillas Tanis? Megillas Tanis is like, if you will, almost like the first Torah Shabbat Peh, which was committed to writing. So, it's a written work. Meaning, even though it's Torah Shabbat Peh, but it's a written work, so therefore you use the word dichsiv. It says in Megillas Tanis. Remember back in Rosh Hashanah, where we had a discussion about Megillas Tanis. What did we learn together? Megillas Tanis was authored during the Second Temple. Hananya ben... Oh, you forgive me. Right, okay, I forgot his father's name. But he wrote it during the Second Temple period. And basically, what it is it's a list of different days which are, like, if you will, mini yontifs for the Jewish people, meaning days where we faced a possible catastrophe averted, and right, gzera that was imposed by the Romans, gzeras that were imposed by the Greeks, we were saved. The two days that we all know that are found in Megillas Tanis are Chanukah and Purim. Those are 2 days in Megillas Tanis, but there are many other days as well. I know, huh? Today is one.
Today is one, both sides.
Do you know the occasion?
Yeah, on the fasting side, it's the death of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the first two of the Seder
Magid. Okay.
And on the good side, it's the case in the end of Sanhedrin about the claims against the Jewish people from Mitzrayim and Eretz Israel in defense.
Okay, and our defense. Right, and it was successful. Okay, so what? Anyway, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah said. Right, the conclusion was Batla Megillas Tanis, meaning all the dates are still, they're all recorded, but we don't observe them anymore.
But
Ben Chizkiah. Okay, thank you. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so it says the following in Megillas Tanis. They're going to quote it. Megillas Tanis was written in Aramaic. So Lahen Kol Nish Di Yasi Allah Mikadmas Dana Ye Yaser. Okay. Let's say the following. Let's say that the Megillas Tanis is dealing with the following scenario. We are recording a day in which you're not allowed to fast. But let's say you accepted upon yourself a fast prior to our dedication of today. So in other words, let's use today as an example. Today is, just remind me, the date is, it's a 25th. So today's the 25th day of Sivan. So let's say 25th day of Sivan, which happens to be, okay, Stu pointed out, is one of the days that mentioned Megillas Tanis. It's a day when we're not allowed to fast. But let's say I accepted upon myself a fast earlier. I know we can't do this now, but earlier than when the day was declared to be a festive day. Okay? So, right, correct. So, but let's say I made the declaration. I can't, it's impossible. But let's say I made the declaration as a fast day before. So which one is going to win? So we'll see later on. The answer is going to be very simple. Whichever one came first. Meaning, if the rabbis declare the day to be Yontif, then they win. If I declare the day to be a fast day prior to the rabbis declaring it to be a quasi-Yontif, so then I win. It's just a question of which one comes first. So, but over here, what's the key word? Kol inish diyaisi ala mikadmas dana yeyaser. Yud samach resh. Yeyaser. Now, what exactly that means? That's the Gemara's question. My love yeyaser, atzmo b'tzilo. Yeyaser sounds like, when you daven mincha, you will prohibit this day. Meaning you will make this day a A Tanis, a fast day. It sounds like, when are you, assuming that this is the correct pshat, when are you accepting upon yourself? During Mincha. So the Gemara says, lo. The Gemara says, no. Yei Aser Atzmo. Yei Aser Atzmo explains Rashi means the day is already prohibited for you. Meaning you already took on this day as a fast day whenever you took it on. And that's what the Braisa means. Not Yei Aser Yud Yud Samech Resh, but Yei Aser Yud Aleph Samech Resh. And that simply means that because you accepted this whenever you did, however long ago you did, so this already has taken on a status of a Tanis. And the Gemara notes that this is already a debate found in the late Tanayim. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. So the last generation Tanayim. So they are debating what the correct girsa is in Megillas Tanis. The Yud Yud Samach Resh we explain, meaning you will accept upon yourself this day as a fast day immediately prior to the fast day. And Laman Damer Yaser Ma'id Tanim of Megillas Tanis. So the Gemara here quotes a longer section of Megillas Tanis. Kol Inish Yaseh Alam Mikadmas Dana Yaser. Any man who takes upon himself a fast day before, meaning they beat us to the date, so then the day becomes prohibited to them. Ketzad, an example, here the Braisa spells it out. Let's say in the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, this year I want to be particularly holy. Right? Like we said in yesterday's daf. I want to follow the positions of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar and the, right? And I want to be a holier person. I'm going to fast this year every Monday and Thursday. Okay? I'm just explaining the Gemara. So Kol Shana Kula Yavtil Nidro Es Gezeras Seinu. So they already commissioned themselves to fast every Monday and Thursday for the whole year. And then over the course of the year, the rabbis instituted a quasi yontif day, but theirs came first. So V'im Gezeras Seinu Kodemus Nidro Tivatel Gezeras Seinu Nidro. If our Gezeras came before his Neder, so our Gezeras is going to trump the neder. Okay? So again, same basic idea. If theirs came first, they win. If ours came first, ours win. That's all. Tana Rabbanan. Anmasayocha v'shosa ashi ala amor ha-shachar. Okay, good. And ends that discussion. So again, just quickly summarize. We're going to go on, but quickly summarize. So basically now, what we've seen today is, can you fast half a day? And the answer is yes or no. Meaning, you're right. Is there partial fasting? Yes and no. Meaning, no, there is, literally no. There's no such thing as partial fasting. You can't say, I'm going to take upon myself a fast for 4 hours. That doesn't have any weight nor validity. What you can do is, you can get halfway through the day, having not eaten, and then you could say, look, I'm already halfway there. I'll accept the rest of the day as a fast day. That does work. That's Mishnah L'Shaos. That was the Gemara's conclusion. Next big discussion. Any fast day that you didn't make it to Shkiyas Hachama is not considered a fast day. A fast day, by definition, has to make it to the night. If you don't do so, it's not a fast. And finally, when do you accept upon yourself a fast? The day prior. And the day prior, when does that mean specifically? Machlok is between Rav and Shmuel. The halacha is going to go like Shmuel. Tfilas Mincha. At the end of Mincha, you accept upon yourself a fast. So the way we're going to understand Megillas Tanis is that, well, again, you can go with the girsa of Yei Aser with a Yud Yud, and so that would mean then that you have to specifically accept upon yourself, or you could just simply say that the Megillas Tanis was just operating with the question of which one is going to trump which, but not necessarily dealing with when you accept upon yourself a fast. Okay, when do you start fasting? Okay, so you accept upon yourself a fast. And as we just concluded in the Gemara, Mincha. Okay, Mincha came around, and the next day you want to fast, and you accept upon yourself, and so you make a formal declaration. And when do you have to actually stop eating? Okay, so that's the question. And the simple answer is the morning, but we're going to now be a little bit more specific. Tanu Rabbanan, we're on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ar Masayocha V'Shosa Ashi Alam Amud HaShachar Devei Rabbi. So Rabbi says, dawn. You can eat till dawn. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Ad Kros Agever. To the rooster calls out. Okay? Okay, Rashi says, even the Afila Pam Rishona Kamar, Midikamar Gaba Yotse Yechidi Balayla Beseda Yuma Ashi Yeshalesh. Okay, it's an even earlier time, meaning the rooster anticipates the dawn, and so the rooster crows even before the break of dawn. Okay, but basically, until the early morning. You can eat until the early morning. So the first qualifier of Abaye is, that's only if you didn't stop eating. But once you stop eating the night, that's it. Meaning, you by the fact of taking on the fast. So Rava quotes a Braisa, and the Braisa says, even if you finished your meal, and it's not yet dawn, you can still eat. So the Gemara says, I skipped a line. So the Gemara says, no, that case is talking about where the table wasn't taken away. Once, remember in the good old days, they had small tables, they didn't have these large tables. So once your table is not taken away, you're still in your meal. Once the table is taken away, that's it. You're done, and then default, your fast is started. Igadami Amarava, we're going to have now another version of this discussion. Basically, it's the same type of discussion. When does the fast actually start? But over here, it's a different qualifier. Lo shana elokishlo yashan. Ava yashan eino ochel, falling asleep. Meaning, when you go to bed that night, the night prior to a fast, so by you falling asleep, that's the default beginning of your fast. Why? Because usually when you go to sleep, that means, that's it, I'm retiring for the evening, and the next time I'm going to wake up is in the morning, and the morning the fast started. So already by going to sleep, you've accepted upon yourself the fast. Abaye challenges this qualifier, because Abaye quotes the Braisa, and the Braisa says that if you fall asleep and you wake up, you can keep eating as long as it's not dawn. So hasa mimisnam name. No, that's not sleeping. That's sitting down at the chair and head nodding, and okay, we're all familiar. I am very familiar. So hechidami misnam name. So Gemara over here tries to give us a definition of what exactly misnamne means, meaning it's not sleeping, it's dozing, it's, nimvelo nintivelo tir, dekarle va'ane, velo yada eduasvar v'chimatkele mitkar. The Gemara says this a number of times. So he's asleep but not asleep, he's awake but he's not awake. You'll call to him, okay, he'll respond. He's not conscious enough where he can give you any real clarity of thought. But if you remind him, hey, remember when you said that? You say, oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, so in other words, basically, he's not sleeping, he's not awake, I think we all pretty much know that state of consciousness. Amrav Kahana, Amrav Yachish, Kibba, Alav Tanis, Asa, Benil, Asa, Sandal. Okay, another halacha said in the name of Kahana, who quotes his Rebbe, Rav, and he says that if an individual accepts upon himself a fast, so he can't wear the leather shoes. Now, this is hard to understand, because accepting upon yourself a personal fast, so generally speaking, that has it's lighter, meaning it only requires an abstention from eating. Why would he not be allowed to wear leather shoes? Chayshin and Shabbatan and Sibra Kiba Alav. Because perhaps in the neder, what he took upon himself is that he's accepting upon himself a public fast day. That doesn't mean it actually becomes a public fast day. Obviously, one person does not have the power to do so. But it just simply means it's the nature of the kind of fast he takes upon himself. So, if a person wants to avoid this, meaning he wants to fast, but he doesn't want to take on a public fast day, so he says very specifically, so he just with clarity, when he declares upon himself a fast, he says, I specifically take upon myself not a public fast day, but a private fast day. It was reported to Rav Sheshes that, there was a group of rabbis who came to Shul on a fast day and they were wearing leather shoes. Now, it happens to be that we saw Shmuel make a statement earlier, and we're going to see Shmuel make the same statement in just a moment, that in Bavel, there is no Tanis Sibur, meaning there is no, except for Tisha B'Av, there's no public fast day. So, Rashi points out, Rav Sheshes doesn't agree with Shmuel. You have to say that, otherwise, the Gemara here is impossible to understand. So, Shmuel got so upset with these rabbis because it was a public fast day, And meanwhile, the rabbis came to shul with wearing leather shoes. V'amalu doma mechel nami achel. And Shmuel, in his disgust, he says, you know, wearing shoe leather shoes, you know, they probably ate as well. Okay, another, he was displeased. Abai v'rava ma'alye ki misayme apanasa. So Abai and Rava, when they took upon themselves the fast, so they would wear leather shoes, but not leather on the bottom, leather on the top, meaning leather uppers. So they wouldn't not wear leather shoes, but they put the left foot on the right and the right on the left, and by doing so, a show of just some symbolic act to show that they're in fasting. And Rabbanan Debe Ravashi, the rabbis of the yeshiva of Ravashi, so when a fast day was declared in Bavel, they wore shoes, leather shoes, and Savriki Hadam Rishmul, because they subscribe to the viewpoint of Shmuel, which is Ein Tanasibur Bebavel El Tishba Bavad. The only day that qualifies as Tanasibur is in Bavel is only going to be Tishabav. There is no other fast day qualifies as a Tanasibur. If you remember, Rashi earlier explained the reason why that is because there was no lack of rain in Bavel. And so therefore there was no need for a public fast day to be declared in Bavel. I'm Rav Yudah Marav Lava Adam Taniso Pere, last halacha of today, and that is borrowing. Okay? Again, today's Monday. Tomorrow, let's say I declare upon myself a fast. Okay? And then, later today, I get a phone call. Would you like to join us for a barbecue? Like to? Love to. Okay, great. Oh no. But I declared myself, I took upon myself tomorrow fast. So what Rav Yosef now is going to propose, sorry, what Rav Yehuda Marav is going to propose is that what I can do is as follows. Okay, you know, when you need money, so you borrow. So I need to eat tomorrow, so I'll borrow. Meaning, I know I took upon myself to fast tomorrow, Tuesday. You know what? I'll just push off my fast to Wednesday. Okay, so I'll borrow tomorrow and pay back on Wednesday. I'll pay my neder on Wednesday, that which I was supposed to fast on Tuesday. Lova adam taniso parea. Karamizikam de Shmuel. So this was a statement made by Rav, and then he says it over to Shmuel. Amali v'chi neder kibal alei de lo sag de lo mishal metzuri nafshe kibal alei. Imatzi matzar nafshe ilamatzi ilamatzar nafshe. Shmuel didn't like the whole idea. Shmuel rejected the idea. Meaning, what did you take? We're not talking about a commodity over here. We're talking about the idea that you wanted to create an ascetic day for yourself tomorrow. Either you do it or you don't do it. This idea that a fasting day is a commodity and I can swap it with another day, Shmuel didn't like the whole idea. That is version number one. Ika da Amri, version number two. Amrav Yudah Amrav Lava Adam Taniso Pareya. Version number two starts off the same way. Statement made by Rav Yudah Marav. A person can swap fast days. So, Ki Amri Sikami Dishmuel Amalei Pshita. Now, according to the second version, Shmuel's reaction was, well, it's obvious. Of course. Lo Yadam Neder. Neder Mila Matzi Ba'al Shlomei Meza Lamachar. Uli Machrina. Meaning you make a Neder. Right? You say you're gonna bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash. Okay, if you don't bring it today, you can bring it tomorrow. If you don't bring it tomorrow, you can bring it the next day. Meaning, in the second version, it is a commodity. It's a neder. And if you want, you could swap. Rav Yoshua, Rav Yidi, Iqla Lebe, Rav Asi, Avrule, Igle, Tilsa. The barbecue scenario, I did not invent. It actually occurred. Right? The Igla Tilsa is basically, it's veal. So, exactly what Igla Tilsa is always subject to a debate. But anyway, he was invited to a barbecue. It was veal. It was delicious. Amalei Lito Marmide. So he says, okay, no, you coming? So Amalei Betanisi Asivna. I have a small problem. I took upon myself. I'm fasting today. Amalei Velozif Mar Uli Pare. Not a big deal. So in other words, fast another day. I'm making a barbecue today. You're coming to my barbecue. Lo savar mar lahad amar av yura marav. Lo v'adam taniso pareya. Right? Don't you agree? Lo v'adam taniso pareya. You can borrow. So come. So Amaluhu Tanis Chalamhu. So he says, I have to reject. I'm really sorry. I cannot come today. I really would appreciate it. I love the invitation, but I cannot make it. I'm fasting today. Tanis Chalom. What is Tanis Chalom? You'll see it a couple times in Shas, notably right now. Tanis Chalom is the idea that you had a terrible dream, you woke up in a panic, and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, let there be no significance to the dream, so you take upon yourself a fast. Fasting as a result of a bad dream is effective. It is so efficacious, it's like fire for flax. It'll totally burn it up. And Rav Chista, Ve'amar Rav Chista, Uvovayom. Yeah, but it has to be a direct response. Meaning you have to wake up and you have to fast that day. Ve'amar Rav Yosef, Afilu B'Shabbos. In fact, this idea of fasting over a bad dream, and specifically that day, is so important, meaning it's so effective, you can do so even on Shabbos. Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Oneg. We have to enjoy the Shabbos. We have to eat on Shabbos. You're allowed to fast on Shabbos over a bad dream. My Takante. Now here, we're finishing up obviously, but this is very interesting. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but you had a bad dream, so you're going to fast. So in other words, right, you're in the middle of an irony where fasting is a good thing and a bad thing. So what do you do? Leisef Tanisa Latanisa. So over the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, which is bad, but it was okay because you had a dream. So you know what you should do? You should fast over the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. Meaning, it's understood, but at the same time, it wasn't correct, but it was understood why you did it, and so therefore, take upon yourself another fast as well. Tomorrow for a Sunday.